Hey everyone, and welcome back. Ready to have some fun today? We're diving into a design style that's all about personality kitschy kitchens.
Ooh, I love it. Kitchens are so interesting, aren't they?
Totally. And I found this article from Cardinal Memorials. It's incredible. Over 100 photos, kitchens exploding with color, vintage finds, the works.
See, it's like I was saying, they're these practical spaces, but then people bring in all this personality, this history. This article really gets that.
It does. But before we get lost in all those amazing visuals, what exactly do we mean by kitsch? It's more than just, like, clutter, right?
Right. It's not about just filling your counters with stuff. It's more about the spirit of the pieces you choose, like those rooster collections you mentioned. There's a playfulness to it.
Totally. And this article showcases that so well. Like, picture this. Salt and pepper shakers shaped like giant ice cream cones.
I love that. Unexpected, whimsical. That's the heart of it.
And it can be those vintage pieces, too. Like, imagine a bright yellow toaster straight out of a 1950s diner.
Absolutely. Kitsch is about taking those elements that might have been seen as outdated and giving them new life. It's about saying, this brings me joy, so it has a place in my home.
Yes. It's like a rebellion against boring kitchens. And speaking of bold, this article is a color lover's paradise. We're talking cherry red cabinets, aqua blue backsplashes, the works.
It's invigorating, isn't it? But those vibrant colors, they can be tricky. What I find fascinating is how this article emphasizes balance. You might have a bold checkerboard floor, right?
Oh, I love a good checkerboard floor.
Me too. But then they'll suggest pairing it with, say, smaller polka dots in the curtains or even just the dish towels. It creates this visual rhythm.
It's all about those thoughtful touches. And you know what else caught my eye? The vintage appliances. I have a weakness for old cookbooks. And seeing them displayed in these photos, it just made those kitchens feel so lived in, full of stories.
Exactly. Those vintage elements, they become conversation starters. Imagine a guest noticing your collection of, like, vintage Pyrex bowls or that retro Smeg toaster on the counter.
It's an invitation to share memories, to connect over shared passions. It's like each piece has a story to tell.
Precisely. And speaking of stories, those quirky food-themed accessories, they add so much personality. Remember those ice cream cone salt and pepper shakers?
Oh yeah, I love those. They're so much fun.
Exactly. And that's what kitsch is all about, embracing the whimsical, the unexpected. It's about creating a space that reflects your passions and makes you smile every time you step into the room.
Okay, but it's not just about going full-on retro diner, right?
Yeah.
This Cardinal Memorials article, they explore all sorts of kitschy styles. You've got your classic vintage, maybe with authentic retro appliances, but then they also showcase a more eccentric approach.
Oh, absolutely. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of style. You can go bold with color clashes, experiment with unusual materials. It's all about pushing boundaries and creating a look that's uniquely you.
I love that. So it's really about self-expression then, making your kitchen a reflection of your own personal style.
Exactly. It's your haven, so surround yourself with what brings you joy. Whether you're drawn to mid-century modern or that cozy grandma's house vibe, the key is to make it your own.
And it doesn't have to be like a huge expensive project either. One thing I noticed in this Cardinal Memorials article, they talk a lot about thrifting.
Oh, absolutely. Thrifting, DIY projects, those are like secret weapons for kitsch.
Totally. Repurposing old jars, giving a fresh coat of paint to a vintage find. It's about creativity as much as it is about collecting.
That's what makes it so accessible, right? You can transform everyday objects just by looking at them through that kitsch lens.
I love that. It's like you find that one thing, that one weird little piece, and suddenly your whole kitchen has a new vibe.
It reminds me of this idea I read about wabi-sabi, this Japanese philosophy about finding beauty in imperfection. You know, instead of always looking for perfect mass-produced items, you appreciate the unique qualities of something old or handmade. I think that fits perfectly with the kitschy aesthetic.
It totally does. It's about finding the extraordinary in the ordinary.
Exactly. It's not about having a big budget or being like a professional designer. It's more about having that open mind, you know, being willing to experiment.
And having a sense of humor. Let's be honest, you need a little bit of that to pull off some of these looks.
Absolutely. And a dash of that playful spirit. Who wouldn't crack a smile seeing a bright red vintage style toaster on their countertop every morning?
Right. It's like, it's not just about making toast. It's about adding a little joy to your day. And it got me thinking, you know, how can we bring that same sense of playfulness to other areas of our homes, not just the kitchen?
Oh, I love that. It's easy to get stuck in a design rut, right? Like we have to follow this specific style or trend. But Kitsch reminds us that it's okay to break free.
Exactly. If you love it, find a way to make it work.
It's all about expressing your own unique personality. Creating a space that feels authentically you, that's what matters.
So as we're wrapping up our deep dive into kitschy kitchens,
yeah.
I'm curious, what's sticking with you? What's resonating?
You know, for me, it's that reminder that our homes, they should be a reflection of us, you know? And this article, it really throws out the rule book and says, embrace the things you love, even if they're a little quirky, a little unconventional.
It's freeing, right?
Right.
Instead of worrying about, oh, is this in right now? It's like, no, create a space that makes you happy. If that means a bright yellow toaster and a whole collection of vintage salt and pepper shakers, go for it.
Exactly. It's about the joy those things bring you. And remember, it's not just about the objects themselves. It's those stories they tell, those memories they evoke. They bring so much personality to a space.
It's like creating this visual story of your life.
Right.
One vintage teacup, one polka-dotted countertop at a time.
I love that. And, you know, maybe that's something for our listeners to think about as they kind of go on their own design journey. Think beyond the kitchen. How else can you bring that playful, kitschy sensibility to your home, even to your life?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. Maybe it's incorporating more color into your wardrobe or starting a collection of those quirky vintage postcards.
Mm-hmm.
Just give yourself permission to break free from those self-imposed style rules.
Life's too short for a boring kitchen.
And a boring life.
Exactly. So go out there, embrace your inner kitsch, and create a space that's as unique and interesting as you are. And hey, if you're feeling inspired, share those kitchens with us. We'd love to see what you come up with. Until next time, happy decorating.